WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Bill Clinton under observation at MedStar Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C. He was admitted for testing after developing a fever yesterday evening. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington with more.
Clinton is 78 years old and has faced a series of health scares since he left office, including a successful quadruple bypass operation in 2004 and another heart procedure in 2010. His spokesperson tells us he's hopeful that the former president will be home by Christmas.
The decision on whether to let Japan's Nippon Steel buy U.S. Steel is being left up to President Biden. Now that a powerful government committee has failed to reach an agreement on whether the deal would pose a security risk for the United States. A strong storm pounding the West Coast, causing part of the Santa Cruz, California wharf to collapse. Two people had to be rescued. Elsewhere in California, a man was killed when a high wave slammed into a pile of debris, trapping him. That happened at Sunset State Beach in Monterey Bay. This is ABC News. South Korea's opposition party says it plans to impeach acting leader Han Duck-soo. The promise coming after turmoil triggered by the short-lived declaration of martial law by then-President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was promptly impeached. Police west of Houston, Texas, are looking for a man who started shooting inside Katy Mills Mall on Monday night. The gunfire sending shoppers running, but nobody was hurt. Authorities searching for the suspect and a man who he was with. In Washington State, a near ghost town with area mines and sawmills shuttered is now flourishing. Leavenworth attracting tourists after reinventing itself as an alpine village, a Bavarian style now required for new or remodeled buildings. And there's a new rule for holiday lights, too.
The chamber came up with the idea of Christmas Town and having the lights on all the time, starting in Thanksgiving and then running all the way through the beginning of the year and now all the way to the end of February.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Hi, this is John Peterson. I'd like to wish you and the people you claim as your family a joyous greeting of happy holidays from everybody who supposedly works here at Civic Media. Season's greetings. Get over it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrog Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it was maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The following program, the John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
And this morning is a very special morning because we have Rocker in today. It's the whole show.
Christmas Eve morning. Yeah. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Oh, you are, man.
I guess it's happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You are Christmas music Santa Claus. You brought a lot of gifts for us to listen to.
Were you a good boy this year? Are you on Santa's good list?
No.
No?
I'm
not
definitely on the naughty list.
Permanently, huh?
Two chunks of coal for me.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it's great to have you in on this special program, you know. Full disclosure, we're recording this a few days ahead of time, you know, because we decided we took away the magic. All right, forget I said that. Bleep that part out. Oh, well.
Yeah. That's all right.
This is pre-recorded.
We all get to get a few days off.
It gave me some time to go digging through my closet.
Yeah.
Right? Pulling out songs, and there was this extra special box way in the back.
Yeah.
And Christmas music in it.
Excellent. Unbelievable. I knew that you could find a whole lot of that stuff. You thought, well, I think I have one or two.
But these are local.
So the ones that I brought 28 songs with me today.
28?
28 songs. That's just Christmas music.
We can do that.
Okay. And there were a lot more, but we couldn't play it on the radio.
No.
They were concepts and words.
I like those.
There was one song I thought, oh, well, I'll just take out that curse word. Yeah. And it just kept getting worse. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't think this one's going on. But they're really good songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got to keep it clean here, you know, because the kids might be listening.
We're going to keep it clean.
Well, everybody gets up this early in the morning, Christmas Eve morning.
To
have the kids listen to the John and Gordy show.
Yeah.
Get ready for Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
John and Gordy's a show? I thought that was a car dealership.
Well, we're thinking about opening that up, too.
Gordy and Peterson, Cadillacs.
The John and Gordy showroom.
Right. Yeah. So why don't we kick things off with something? What do you want to start with here?
I want to start with something completely upside down to how you think about Christmas music. And this one, we're going to start with one that's not local, but I thought it was just such a fun way to start with Christmas. There's this band, they're called the Klezmonauts, and they're klezmer music. And so, you know, traditionally you might hear that around Hanukkah time, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they did this album, and it was called Oi to the World.
There you go.
And so let's listen right away. I think the musicianship is unreal. It's going to be a twisted version of what you're used to, but this is Joy to the World. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show.
Joy to the world.
Wow. That'll wake you up.
I mean, energetic. Mazel tov.
People are taking showers and making breakfast all during that song. That is just
isn't that fun?
That is really, really well done.
They know how to party, and I'm sure that during the recording that lots of food, lots of L'chaim drinks.
There you go.
Oh boy,
what a way to kick things off.
The Klezmonauts, they're a lot of fun. I tell you, we'll be playing some more stuff from that.
All right,
Later on.
All right. Now you got something from Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, let's go up to Wausau, Stevens Point. Big Furnace is a band from up there, and we play some of their original music over on Max Inc. Radio. And not long ago, they sent in to me a Christmas song. And so I thought, how perfect. We'll bring it on the John and Gordy Show. This one is called Christmas Without You. All right.
Christmas lights still burning bright uptown, though it's been a couple weeks. I brave the snow as I walk home. I pull my scarf around my cheeks. I know I could just stay inside. Well, I try. Friends all say I'll be okay in time. There's truth in that, I guess. Spring, summer, fall, got through it all, and I'm still standing more or less. But I don't think I'm gonna make it through one. Christmas without you. The bells will ring, the kids will sing. I know the world is gonna turn. The new year brings much better things, they say. It's a lesson I will learn, but the silver linings all turn gray. Still get dressed up nice and go out with my friends. But time moves slow, and like the snow, it seems it's never gonna end. And I don't think I'm gonna make it through one more Christmas with. Of green outside, a hint of better days, but I don't think I'm gonna make it through one more. Christmas without you.
It's kind of a sad song there, Robert.
That's a really, really nice song.
Tissue.
That's a really nice song. And I have a soft spot for that kind of piano playing.
Mm. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
You know, these songs will be interesting. Some of them will be covers of songs that you've heard, and some of them will be completely original Christmas music. So hopefully you probably haven't heard any of these songs.
That's really good. Big Furnace is the name of the group.
Big Furnace.
Christmas Without You.
That's right.
Point. Okay.
Hey, in just a minute, I think we're going to hear a little Rocker's Closet throwback. So I'm going to throw some songs that aren't even Christmas music, but they're just like little presents wrapped under your tree.
Oh, yes.
Cadillac, what's in your closet?
Cadillac Joe and the Blind Wolf Blues Band. Of course, Cadillac Joe is no longer with us, but he is. His son was in the band, Aaron Williams.
Okay.
And he was like 13 when he was in this band. And we have a song, $50 Bill. I bet you not many people have this in their collection. So it'll be a really interesting song to hear.
Let's hear just smidgen of it right now. And then we'll come back and play the whole thing. All right. Back with more with Rocker. I'm John and Gordy. Christmas Eve morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The holidays are here, so head to Macy's for unbeatable deals on a winter wardrobe for the whole family. Men's blazers starting at $49.99, cashmere tops for her from $79.99. And for your little ones, Macy's has the festive fashions that'll have them saying,
"It's too much! It's
tis the season for wrestling your wiggly little monster into thick winter clothes. So all month long, we're taking 25% off boys' merino wool sweaters that won't fit over his head.
If you stop squirming, it would be on already.
And 40% off cozy corduroys that'll pinch his little nuts.
Can't he just wear his jeans?
You don't wear jeans to church.
And for your little girl, it's half off all hard, shiny shoes that hurt.
Welcome to being a woman, Kylie.
And 30% off all holiday rompers she'll never get off in time.
It's wet!
Okay, you have to tell Mommy when you have to go.
The weather outside may be frightful, but in Macy's, we've got kids' jackets so big and thick, they won't fit in their car seat anymore. And save an extra 10% on snow boots that are so hard to put on, it'll strain your marriage.
Sorry.
You need to put her foot in sideways and twist it.
Well, if you can do it, then do it.
You need to learn, Nathan.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Okay, well, if this is going to be your attitude, maybe we should tell my mom we're not coming.
Oh, no. And miss your brother getting drunk and asking to borrow money? Whatever will I do?
And for your new arrivals, we've got precious winter onesies with so many tiny buttons and snaps, you'll let your baby sit in a loaded diaper for hours just to avoid having to put it back on. Plus, everyday savings on mittens they'll lose, shirts with the wrong frozen princess, sweaters that make them hot, flannels that make them hot, scarves that make them hot, and button-downs with sharp, scratchy tags in the back that'll have them bitching all season long. Look, we know it's awful for them and for you, but one day they'll be too old to wear cute little clothes like this and you'll miss it. So suck it up and get down to Macy's. The clothes they'll hate create the memories you'll love.
Yeah, it's
that is so true.
Man. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounded like me making excuses. Oh, no, we're going to miss your brother.
You know? Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be like at a lot of places tomorrow morning.
It really
is. A lot of homes. All right. Rockers here with us in the studio for the special Christmas Eve show.
And musical what do you got? Edition.
Yeah. Yes. What do we got this time around?
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. You know, Cadillac Joe and the Blind Wolf Blues Band. I told you his son, Aaron Williams, was like 13, 15 years old in this. Of course, Cadillac Joe passed away back in the early 2000s, but his son Aaron Williams has gone on since to become a huge blues sensation here in Madison. So let's hear this old throwback. This is Cadillac Joe and the Blind Wolf Blues Band. This is $50 Bill on the John and Gordon Show.
Thank you.
give me a $50 bill. Yeah, going down to see the check and go, man. Yeah, give me a $50 bill. Yeah, off he can, help him. I know this kneecapper will. Gonna wine and dine you, baby. Yeah, gonna show you a good time. Yeah, gonna wine and dine you, girl. Yeah, gonna show you a good time. Yeah, unfolding that is true.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's obvious that agriculture's biggest priority, a new farm bill, will not be the industry's Christmas present this year. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Newhouse says first things first in 2025. We must get a new farm bill done. And it needs to happen sooner than later.
The new extension would expire on September 30th of 25. I hope we don't wait until August 30th to address the farm bill. We should get this done sooner. And with a Republican Senate and House, I think there's a bigger chance of us coming together on a final package that we could send to the president.
That's U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse along with us. Elle will look at your morning markets right after this.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 447 and three quarters with no change. New crop corn is trading at 437 and a quarter. That is also with no change. Cash soybeans are trading at 972 and three quarters. That is up 3 1/4 cents. New crop beans are trading at 990 and a half. That is up 3 1/2 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 537 and three quarters. That is down 2 3/4. And new crop wheat is trading at 555 and three quarters, and that is down 2 1/2 cents. On the dairy side of things now, January Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1963 a hundredweight. That is down 8 cents. And February milk is trading at 1963 as well a hundredweight, and that is up 2 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 175 and a quarter, down 3/4. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at 185 and a quarter. And the AA butter closed down 3/4 and closed at 254 and 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Right now, during the Verlo mattress clearance sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if,
but when? Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show, and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Weissman put this together many, many years ago. Here they come again. Here, wipe it. Think of the time it took to put this together. Get the dogs to sing right in the pitch of each note.
I didn't realize that these were Danish dogs, so they're barking in Danish.
No wonder I couldn't understand.
Was this the reel-to-reel tape? So this is the days before digital sampling.
Way before, yeah. Way back when. 1950s?
Yeah.
Wow.
And those are the dogs right there. It's Pussy, Pearl, Dolly, and King and Caesar.
You know, they never get the credit
they
deserve.
Never, yeah.
They never made the millions that their you know, father.
Yeah, their owners got all the money. Oh, well.
Caesar went on to bite a lot of people.
That's an ugly story. Yeah.
Spent all his money, ended up broke, drinking a lot.
And eventually euthanized.
Sad, sad story for Christmas Eve. Oh, well. Rocker's with us here, and we're celebrating Christmas a little early here and getting ready for all the festivities tomorrow. But you brought some more songs.
A lot of songs.
Feature. Yeah.
Yes, you know, for many years, actually, here in Madison, the local music scene did a CD called Maxmas every year. Yeah. And they would get local bands to do either their own music or renditions of you know, hugely known Christmas songs. So it was always fun. Some of them kind of tainted, but we hopefully have picked the best ones out for you here today. I thought this one is great. Kill Jr., they're, you know, normally kind of a heavier punk band, but they did this great version of Blue Christmas, and it's kind of fun. Let's hear it. This is Blue Christmas, Kill Jr. from the Maxmas CD. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning.
Have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on the pre-Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas so white, but I'll be having a blue Peruvian Christmas. Oh, Priscilla,
you've been so patient. My dear, I'm gonna have to ask you to do that one thing you don't wanna do. Just pour that blackberry brandy in my colon. Send me on my way to paradise. I'll tell my moms that, I'll tell mommy you said hi.
He'll be doing alright with your Christmas of white. But I'll be having a Peruvian Christmas.
Wow.
Sweet.
That was impressive.
Kill Jr. Love it.
Oh, the Maximus CD. That is, it is just so much fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, like those other stations that are playing Christmas music, well, yeah, it's a different kind of Christmas music than
like
what we
that
got
here.
Yeah.
Nothing like
exactly
that.
Yeah. Very
it's,
good.
It's all local. Hey, you guys want to hear another little throwback?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
lay it
do
on us.
Let's do a throwback, but this time, let's make it a throwback that's Christmas music. I played a little preview on the John and Gordy show last week, but let's hear the full version of Little Drummer Boy by Magic 7. This was recorded probably in the late 90s. And this was the guys from Last Crack. I don't know if you remember Last Crack. Last Crack 3.0 was kind of really called Magic 7. It was almost all the same guys from Last Crack with just a different drummer, Jeff Grieshammer. And so they really recorded this. I think it's a great version, and we get to hear the whole song today.
Excellent.
Let's hear Magic 7. This is Little Drummer Boy.
That's good. Oh, well, let
Magic
the feedback
7.
Go. Wait, there it goes. Is it coming back?
No.
That's it. All right.
Well, a lot of people have done the Little Drummer Boy. Remember the Katie Lang version in Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was good. That was
and
really
then there was Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Yep.
Little Drummer Boy and some other song, too. I can't remember.
Believe it or not, I have another version of that song with me.
Do you?
Excellent.
You want to hear just a little bit of it? Let's check it out. This is the Klezmonauts again.
Yeah.
Little
yeah.
Drummer Boy. Let's hear a little bit of their version.
All right.
All right. Listen to that drummer go. That's great stuff.
That's beautiful. That's
the Klezmonauts?
The Klezmonauts. Oi to the world. I'm sure you can find that on Spotify or anywhere that streams or,
that is
or catch
wonderful.
It.
Man, they are very good. Great instrumentals. And
turn it into a surf song. I love it.
All right. We're going to come back with more, but let's go out right now with an SNL segment. This is Santa's My Boyfriend. We played this last year.
Good Christmas, stuff. Girls. How are you guys going to spend the holidays?
My holiday's going to be super special this year.
Do tell.
I'm spending it with my new guy.
So am I. Me too.
What's he like?
Well, I'll tell you. I've got a new man this holiday. Someone who won't let me down. A guy whose eyes always sparkle. A man who can show you the town.
My boyfriend knows when I'm sleeping. He always treats me right.
He knows if I've been bad or good. But when I'm naughty, he thinks it's nice. Santa's my boyfriend. Touch of his furry white glove. Oh, Santa's my boyfriend. Oh, I've never been in love like this.
When he comes down my chimney,
I get weak in the knee. Because it's his kiss that first on my lips. I like it when we jump in his sleigh and he takes me to the North Pole. Ain't he the greatest? He told me he loves the taste of my milk and cookies.
He told me the same thing. When everybody else is putting up their stockings, he's taking mine down.
You get the picture. Santa's my boyfriend. He keeps me warm in the cold winter snow. He's jolly and kind, and I don't even mind when he sees me and shouts, ho, ho, ho. Santa's my boyfriend.
course he's going to leave, he promised.
They always promise, and it usually works out, right?
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Season's greetings from me, Gordy Young, from John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. You know, for me, nothing says happy holidays like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hope you enjoy the festivities of this special time of year, too.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As voters turn to ballot initiatives to bypass extreme legislatures, legislatures are manipulating initiative rules to protect their partisan power. In 2024 alone, 10 reproductive rights measures qualified for the ballot, with only two failing. Not willing to let extreme agendas get overridden by those pesky voters, legislatures are trying to defang direct democracy by trying to raise constitutional amendment thresholds to 60% or higher and requiring minimum numbers of qualifying signatures from each county rather than a statewide percentage. To keep Ohio voters from passing abortion protections in 2023, the legislature proposed a 60% threshold using a low turnout August special election it had previously deemed too expensive to run. It lost, and abortion rights prevailed 4 months later. In 2024, the Ohio Secretary of State helped derail a citizen-led redistricting measure by rewriting its ballot description to mislead voters. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center reports Arizonans voted down a measure requiring minimum signatures from every county and another allowing pre-election litigation on measures. North Dakota would have raised the signatures required and winning both a primary and general election. It, too, failed. Expect more such attacks on direct democracy in 2025. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Yeah, get that last minute pillow or maybe some other bedroom accessory at Verlo. Check out their stuff at verlo.com. The Clue.
I'm out of breath.
That's great stuff.
They make that stuff fun, huh?
They do.
They do. Absolutely.
Wow.
And you can still sing along with it, even if you never heard that song, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're here with Rocker on Christmas Eve morning and playing some special songs from your collection and throwing in a few other odds and ends. So what do you got for us this time?
Trying to get in the Christmas spirit here.
Yeah.
You got a big day coming up tomorrow.
Well, you know, let's pull out another little present. There's a band that no longer is around anymore, but we still have their music here on Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm. This is a song, a Northern Wisconsin song, and this is the Mad Polecats, Northern Wisconsin. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Classic Hits 93. Wisconsin weather for this evening, cold and windy. A high of -3 with a wind chill of -32. Oh, you better keep it inside, kiddies. Here's something to keep you warm. The pride of Wisconsin, the Mad Polecats.
Cold wind from Canada blows across my front door. Had you come all this way just to tease me? You know the world turns so cold here when winter winds blow, dear. But the snow that it brings sure does please me. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin. Just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet. I once spent a winter away from Wisconsin, trucking down south where the wind ain't so wild. But when the spring came, Lord, I didn't feel rested like when I'd miss sleeping when I was a child. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin, just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing, and the world turns to quiet, and all white again. The wind in the pines is a soft lullaby. World all lay sleeping. Well, there's a full moon in a cold sky, and I'm through asking Lord why. Found me home and I'm staying. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin. The view and the fire and the sound of the wind. And when it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet and all white again.
That's great.
I do love that.
Yeah.
The Mad Polecats.
Mad Polecats.
Oh, they were a really good band.
They're from northern Wisconsin.
They're kind of from up in the Baraboo area.
Oh, well,
in Madison. They kind of had members from all over. And they the great thing, they had a guy playing the washboard on his chest.
Oh, that's fun stuff. Yeah. Are they still around or no?
No.
Or no?
They're at least on hiatus. I haven't heard of them. I haven't heard of them being out in a while. But they could always get kind of back together. They're all good friends.
Okay. Well, good enough. Well, we're going to wrap up our first hour here, but we've got another hour to go here on our special Christmas Eve edition of John and Gordy and Rocker, rocking in your Christmas.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. Wisconsin groups, Christmas songs, winter songs.
Odds and ends.
Can't ask for more than that.
All right. Coming back
except
with
for maybe
more.
A few guest
gifts tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Christmas Eve. We will have our Christmas cookie exchange at 11:33. The pressure is on. And we'll wrap it up with another holiday edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is under routine observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. He was admitted Monday afternoon for testing after developing a fever. His spokesperson tells us he's awake, fine and alert, and in good spirits. Clinton, who is 78 years old, has been on a media tour in recent weeks promoting his latest book.
Doctors hopeful that Clinton will be out and with his family for Christmas Day tomorrow. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, but American Airlines has requested a ground stop for all of its flights today. It's said to be a technical issue that they are working on, and they say things should be back to normal soon. No consensus by the Committee on Foreign Investment on whether the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel would pose a U.S. security threat, so the decision on the $15 billion deal is being left up to President Biden. This is ABC News.